True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Hey. Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand.
You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
We've got this enormous federal budget deficit, and it's a $2 trillion deficit. It keeps growing. Our interest payments are higher than our Defense Department budget. That's I think, was the real wake-up call for me, was looking at seeing that the interest payments on national debt exceeded the Defense Department budget, and that was only growing over time, which meant if we didn't do something about this, then there won't be any money for anything. We'll just be servicing debt.
I had a good friend and staunch conservative say to me last week, you know, I like the Doge cuts, but I'm not sure I like the speed at which Doge is going. I think they should be a little bit more, and the phrase has been, a little more surgical and a little less blunt on it to make sure that they're actually cutting the right things. And he said, what do you think? And because he knows I work here, he wanted to know what a political talker would say about this. And I said, I understand your sentiment, but you've got to keep the larger picture in place here. We are $36 trillion in debt. And I often have to remind myself of what that even means. You know, what is $1 million? $1 million is probably within the grasp of my brain. I think I understand what $1 million would do to my life. What about 10 million? Yeah, I think I could kind of get a grasp on 10 million, maybe even 100 million. You could kind of picture the kind of house you would buy and the cars you'd buy and stuff like that. What your life would be like if maybe you had $100 million. You get up into 500 million, which is half a billion, and it starts to become like, well, I don't even know. Like that. Then I don't even know what that would mean. My life would look so different that I'm not sure what $500 million is. At a billion, which is, you know, $999 million, it already is fading. You're like, okay, that's a number that I'm not really sure how to deal with at this point. $1 billion. Consider what $1 trillion is. So $999 million is a billion, roughly. What about $1 trillion? $999 billion is $1 trillion. This is how I keep track of it in my brain. We're talking about 36 $1 trillion in debt. So back to the story about my friend asking me or saying to me that he thinks we're moving a little bit too fast. I actually said, no, it's the opposite. We have to move faster on cutting this debt. We have to move faster on cutting the budget because those are two different things. Remember, the budget is what we spend in a given year. The overall debt is how much how much gap there is between what we've spent and how much we've borrowed. So $36 trillion is the debt, but we aren't even balancing the current budget right now. That's how bad it is. So welcome to Wiggins America with that long intro. We are, of course, talking about the budget because we have to. This is so important. And the problem is it's so boring. I mean, the battle is interesting, but talking about budgets is so freaking boring that even people like you who are tuned into 97.1, who are very engaged in the process, sometimes our eyes glaze over. So imagine the average person who's really interested in watching Love is Blind Season 8 right now, trying to tune in and hear more about balancing the budget. It's just not interesting, but it is the most important thing to the future of the country. Guys, we are going to collapse. We were, as I just said to my friend, we need to go faster on cutting this stuff. We are not only over the cliff, like people are talking about, oh, we're about to go over the edge of the cliff. We're over the edge of the cliff. I pulled up this article from the Washington Examiner. It says that the government's third largest single line item in the entire budget is just the interest on the debt. It says the payments on the national debt have become so large that it has exceeded 60% of all personal income taxes collected in the month of last month. If an average American family ran their budget like the federal government, they would reach a point where credit cards, mortgage payments, and other debt payments would exceed income and cause immediate bankruptcy. But because it's so large, they just keep doing it, and there's not really any accountability. And so now is the time that we have to get accountability for this. So back to that clip that I played at the beginning, Thomas Massie is standing up to Trump and all Republicans and saying he is not on board with this. I actually agree with Thomas Massie. I'm sorry. I know a lot of MAGAs are really mad at Thomas Massie, but I am not. He's one of the only consistent voices on this. And some of the most fiscally conservative House Republicans this week were voting for that budget. Chip Roy, Paul Gosar, some other names, the Ukrainian woman from Indiana, who's a pretty staunch conservative, especially fiscally, they were all on board. And so unless I'm missing something in the process, which apparently I am, they're going to come back to this thing, or the plan was to come back to this thing in September and then really balance the budget. The problem with that, and the reason I don't like it, is that we've always said that. Now, Trump would be the one guy, and Elon Musk, to really do this. They're expanding DOGE from 100 employees to 200 because they just got to slash. And yes, people are going to get caught in the crosshairs. People lose their jobs all the time. If you're in the government, you're just shocked to find out that that's possible. People lose their jobs all the time. Are we entering a recession? I have no idea. But the problem with all of this, I'm going to give you more numbers here, that when you remove, if they're trying to even just balance the budget, we'll say, okay, so if the budget is $7 to $8 trillion per year, we're only bringing in $5 to $5.5 trillion. So that's like roughly a $2 trillion, maybe even a little bit more deficit that we still have. Like we're just adding $2 trillion to the debt every year with our current budget. So they're not even balancing the current budget, let alone taking care of the national debt. They're adding to the national debt still. They haven't even gotten to the flat plane yet. So what happens when you remove $2 trillion? They're trying to. If they remove $2 trillion from the budget like I would like them to, you're in a catch-22 because, yes, you're getting closer to balancing the budget. You're getting closer to actually starting to deal with debt. But you also throw us probably into recession. I mean, if you just immediately remove $2 trillion from the economy, which you would be doing, because all that spending got to come somewhere, $2 trillion just removed from the economy. If we're already fragile, it's going to hit. It's going to hit. But anyway, I don't want to get that much into those numbers because it's more about the theme. Like we've got to be on the same page that this has to be a priority, because every time it becomes a reality that we actually could make it a priority, everybody backs out. And I'm so freaking tired of it. So we'll talk about these things a little bit more in broad terms than specifics, and the representatives in Congress can be mad at us for not talking about specifics. But I'm sorry, we have to talk radio. Like, we can't get into all the specifics of a budget here on a weekend talk show because nobody would listen. It would bore you to death. Speaking of entertainment, Michael Winslow, who I interviewed last week, we're going to play back some of that because I just really thought it was fun. We're also going to talk about some a little more interesting stuff in the next segment. I mean, hopefully you're interested in this. I certainly am, so I keep talking about it. But this is like threats to our national security and future. That's why we've got to keep talking about it. Stick.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back.
Call us Americans or Vespucciens. Doesn't matter here. Wiggins Vespuccia.
And now, an excerpt from The Grocery List, a book by Ryan Wiggins.
I think it's incredible that a grown man would take the time to dress up like a clown, go down to the hospital in a thunderstorm, and stand outside a sick child's window.
The Grocery List. Food for Thought. By Ryan Wiggins. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
We don't do a lot of health news on this show, partially because I'm not super healthy. But I do like food, and when I see something like this that involves peanut butter, my head kind of perks up, and I go, oh, what's that? What's that about peanut butter? Is peanut butter a good source of protein? My hope in clicking on this article was the answer was yes, because I love peanut butter. I love peanut butter cups. I love peanut butter candy bars. I really like anything with peanut butter in it. I like peanut butter shakes a lot. That's underutilized, by the way. peanut butter and butterscotch in shakes, underutilized. Anyway, is peanut butter a good source of protein? Because when I do my Ruler Foods runs with the Annie Fry Show, they're always like, oh, get a lot of protein, or get a lot of, yeah, protein, but then get a lot of peanut butter because it's full of protein. So I get a lot of the sausage links and things like that along with peanut butter. But it says in this article that peanut butter is a decent source of protein. So it's not quite as good as everybody says it is. Here's your top protein foods if you're just looking for like a protein hit to go. Lentils is number one on this list. Lentils, of all things, even ahead of all the meats. Then chicken breast, then salmon, then ground beef, ground pork, and ground turkey. Here's where I think it gets pretty interesting, because those were kind of expected, the meats, of course. Plain Greek yogurt, then cottage cheese, which I love cottage cheese, but it has to be the particular brand of Prairie Farms. Otherwise, I don't care about it much. Black beans, 1% milk, which would make me think that higher percentage milks are even higher. And finally, peanut butter. It's actually still a decent protein, but it's not nearly as high as those other ones. I think the reason that people talk about peanut butter being a good protein is that it's a cheaper protein. So you can get a lot of it for not as much money as you can for meat.
Wiggins America.
That is wonderful news.
Just a little health update, but here's the important stuff since we talk about world events and news. You may have seen a little bit on this, but in my opinion, this has not been covered nearly enough as it should be, because it's just kind of like, it's one of those things that if you pay attention to the news, you're going to see it, and then it just kind of goes away because you're not really sure what to do with it. But the headline here is Biden used auto pen signature on many official White House documents, raising concerns over his awareness, is from New York Post. It says dozens of executive orders signed by former President Joe Biden were authorized with identical auto pen signatures, raising critical questions about whether he was fully aware of what he was signing. And in this case, if he was even signing it. Because if it's an auto pen, you can just click, you know, it's like that DocuSign thing that you get when you do your taxes or when I buy real estate. Click, 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 and it just says your name. You don't know if it's actually you. The Conservative Heritage Foundation's oversight project uncovered the situation, prompting Biden detractors such as Republican Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, this is a national news story, to suggest it could be used to challenge the legitimacy of orders that the 82-year-old former president signed, especially given the concerns about his cognition. And, by the way, books are coming out now about his lack of awareness by even the left. Remember that Jake Tapper book that said, I can't believe people were covering this up? And then you play the Jake Tapper clips of him covering it up. Back to the article, it says, it's true, these executive orders, pardons, and all other actions are unconstitutional and legally void. This is coming from Missouri's Attorney General Andrew Bailey. One of the auto pen signed orders from Biden was an August 2022 directive meant to safeguard abortion access during emergency situations, Heritage said. Another one was a December 2024 order to close government offices January 9th, 2025 to honor late President Jimmy Carter. That was very recently. It was a couple months ago. So obviously, the further along in his presidency he would have been worse, the more dubious it becomes. So here's the thing about the auto pen. It's not clear whether this is constitutional or not. It's never really been tested because he's not the first president to ever use the auto sign thing. Can't you just sign a freaking document? Like, why are you using a digital document? But it says that even Reagan did this. George W. Bush did this. I don't know about George H.W. Bush or Clinton. They might have, but it doesn't say. And then Obama did some too. I haven't seen anything that said that Trump was doing it. I mean, he makes a show out of every time he signs it. So I can't imagine that he was doing it. But the problem is that because it's been done before, it would be harder to overturn. Now, here's the thing, though. If you can prove that he was not aware of signing a document, then it would be legally challenged very easily. And guess what? We have recordings. Well, actually, we have firsthand testimony of people meeting with him, talking about EOs that he apparently signed and had no clue about them. Remember Mike Johnson?
Can I ask you a question? I cannot answer this from my constituents in Louisiana. Sir, why did you pause LNG exports to Europe? Like, I don't understand, you know, liquefied natural gas is in great demand by our allies. Why would you do that? Because you understand, we just talked about Ukraine. You understand you're fueling Vladimir Putin's war machine because they got to get their gas from him, you know. And he looks at me stunned with this, and he said, I didn't do that. And I said, Mr. President, yes, you did. It was an executive order, like, you know, 3 weeks ago. And he goes, no, I didn't do that. And he's arguing with me. I said, Mr. President, respectfully, could I go out here and ask your secretary to print it out? We'll read it together. You definitely did that. And he goes, oh, you talk about natural gas. Yes, sir. He said, no, you misunderstand. He said, what I did is I signed this thing to, we're gonna conduct a study on the effects of LNG. I said, no, you're not, sir. You paused it. I know. I have the terminal, the export terminals in my state. I talked to those people this morning. This is doing massive damage to our economy, national security. It occurred to me, Barry, he was not lying to me. He genuinely did not know what he had signed. And I walked out of that meeting with fear and loathing because I thought, we're in serious trouble. Who is running the country? Like, I don't know who put the paper in front of him, but he didn't know.
Yeah, that just came out in January or December of this year, that he met with the president and the president had no clue what he was referring to, what Mike Johnson was referring to. And that is a problem, but it's also proof. Now, the White House, the people running the White House, knew that access to the president was going to be a problem. So, you know, as Mike Johnson mentions, the president was not allowed to meet with people almost ever. It was very, very controlled. For these very reasons, the more exposure he had to people and events, the worse it was for him and ultimately for them, the people who were running the country, because it clearly wasn't him. Well, anyway, I want to note that because it seems like something that if it's not going to hit at this moment, there's going to be a time in a year or 2 years or maybe even 10 years when this is going to come up again. I almost guarantee it. This isn't the last you've heard about this. We're going to take a short break and come back with, like I said, Michael Winslow, the man of 10,000 sound effects. If you missed that interview, stick around. As promised, this is the interview that I did with Michael Winslow. If you're not familiar with him, he was in Spaceballs. He was in all of the Police Academy movies. And he was in town last weekend. Because
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Annie happened to have the day off last Friday. I got to interview Michael Winslow. I figured I'd play that back if you missed the interview with the famous man of 10,000 sound effects.
Hearing the wonderful
nice door.
Is that what you say? Is that what you say when you walk in a door? Is nice door?
Absolutely.
Well, depends on what it
I
is.
Hang out with the suit. It's a different world. He's definitely making noises as we move along. And I'm like, was that a real bird? Is that Michael? Oh, now he's talking to birds, and they're just. It is. Some of them are real.
Oh, we're outside for a second.
That's just the
Midwest.
I heard
yesterday. I heard you because you were in the building yesterday. I heard you do a baseball crack and then the crowd, and it sounded exactly like a live broadcast of a baseball game.
It's baseball, man.
Well, can you
it's
do
the
it?
Blues,
can you do it,
baby?
I gotta request it. I gotta request it.
Okay. Okay, ready for that first pitch? swing and a miss. And here's the next one.
I'm going to throw this mother. I'm going to throw this.
It's amazing. I don't want to cut you off. Are you?
No. Okay. We're good. Remember, I can bleep my own cuss words.
So. That's right.
Okay, I got you then. No, I don't need this. I don't need this dump button.
Michael Winslow, man, you're a legend.
I love that you just go.
Dump button activated.
My gosh, it's incredible.
I said,
Michael, you want to introduce yourself? Because you can do 1,000 voices and things. And you're like, no, I don't do that, though.
So, I'm not introducing myself. That's
you,
not.
Because that way I get to mess with you while you're doing stuff.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely do. So you're a legend. It's so cool
to talk to you. Thank you for having me, man. It's good to see you.
Brad and I were talking before you came in, I think in the middle of the last hour. We said, my gosh, this guy has been a part of pop culture for decades.
I guess I started in 19...
Yeah.
How did you start?
You remember? 19's around there.
Yeah.
Michael, how did you start? You probably get this question a lot. But did you discover just at an early age, oh my gosh, I can mimic anything?
Well, talking to animals was okay. You know, the dog was okay and the cats were all right. They tell you stuff about what's going on the base. I grew up on Air Force bases. So the animals will tell you what's on the base and tell you what's going on. But getting into humans was difficult because we moved every 2.5 years. So you kind of make up your own soundtrack.
So you were a military kid?
Yeah, Air Force brat. Because when you're up in Montana, it's
the High Line, Glasgow. It's not pretty. It's... Oh, here's dinner. Let's go, Dad.
No, it wasn't like that at all.
But you moved every couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
And
you understand.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big military area. We Scott Air Force
Scott
Base
Air Force
is here.
Base, yeah.
I don't even know what that is. We're not allowed to talk about it.
And yeah, and then when I was walking in here, I saw a raccoon. I don't know. I'm just trying to say. I don't even know what I'm setting up.
What are you trying to tell me? Man, you cannot have my A&W root beer. Get out of here, Racky.
I can't believe you were able to do it. I thought I picked an animal that didn't have noise, and yet you knew exactly what I was doing.
Yeah, giraffes have noises. It's just that they take their heads and,
hey, stop it, long-necked giraffe. Don't you hit my car again, man. Just wax this thing. Hey, stop it.
Michael.
Now, don't you drool on my, hey. Dang. What's up, Raph? Come on, man.
Damn, they even gallop in slow motion.
So how did you...
Giraffes gallop in slow motion. What is it?
So how did... Like, your dad was in the Air Force?
Yes.
What did he do?
I had to start from the beginning. He was Air Force. It was like a 40-year... Air Force, and then Army Air Corps before that, and then Tuskegee before that.
Tuskegee?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
You guys just did a tour. Morgan and Michael, you guys were overseas for how long?
A few months. We covered Poland, Hungary, Albania, Romania, Portugal, and then the Middle East we did.
All for the troops, right?
Yeah. We go to the military bases. I try to bring a little bit of home to all the folks that are out there because they're a long way out there and they're sitting in those tanks, armored personnel carriers, helicopters, everything. They're just sitting there and they got all the comforts from home, all the videos and all the games that you can have, but it's better to have something live.
Yeah.
To just remind them that they are, that I'm bringing them something from home. And that's what I did. We covered it. We covered every place we could from
Cuba.
We did Gitmo too. Abu Dhabi. We did Kuwait. Everything. We covered as much as possible.
Now these
Poland was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Are they big crowds? Do they vary depending on the base?
The barracks is full, but sometimes they get called out on if they got to go out on call or unload something or go out on call. There'll be three people. Doesn't matter.
Just leave. Go to work.
Yeah,
oh, man.
No kidding.
And we'll try to record something for them to watch later. But it doesn't matter. We're there. Everybody's operational. Those kids are great. They're operational. They miss everybody from home. But you know what? They're there. They're ready. Those kids are great.
You said those kids. Do they know
I'm
you?
I'm 66.
Yeah, but do they know, like, do they know your movies? Do they recognize you?
Police Academy 1 through Infinity?
Yeah.
Spaceballs at Mel Brooks. Yeah, they've seen it. They saw AGT,
because that's the minute I said Michael Winslow, everybody started quoting Spaceballs and Police Academy.
Well, that's what's crazy is overseas like that, a lot of that stuff runs. Like Police Academy's a Christmas movie in Germany.
Yeah, exactly.
straight up.
Why?
And in Finland, every holiday, they'll run one of the seven police academies.
And you've been in all seven, right?
One through infinity.
Have you seen that they're maybe doing a new one?
Yes, we are aware of the... the police academy thing is still in development.
Yeah.
Because we're not sure what's going to happen now, because the executive producer passed away over Christmas.
Oh, no, really?
So the whole thing, we're waiting to see what happens and what happens next. But Spaceballs 2 is underway and in development.
What? Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Mel Brooks and Josh Gad. But see, Mel's 98, so they got to get on it. And he's not going to put out a half anything. So
they're
going to make sure that it's written right. So that's going to be fun no matter what happens.
Yeah.
I at least get to be in the first one.
Man, that's exciting. Yeah, and the more we talk about it, the more it's showing up in my feed. I think
it's there.
We've been mentioning you probably for a couple of days since we knew you were coming in.
Thank you. All of a sudden,
I'm looking at Facebook and it's reminding me about Spaceballs and stuff. You know, it's like, oh, you must be listening.
Yeah, for real.
We just start talking about these things. But
We've been recently doing a lot of collabs with musicians. Like, he did some stuff with Run the Jewels. He was on the Victor Wooten album. And he just
Anderson. The song's called "Makes Me Happy."
Yeah, that's the
check out the alternative.
Wait, are you a musician or
using... This is the greatest vocalist that ever lived, but does comedy. Did a comedy movie, and now people don't realize. All that guitar stuff is all real. Like, you know,
the Led Zeppelin thing
goes viral every 6 months.
The Michael Winslow Led Zeppelin from Norway, and I heard that the Jimmy Page saw that one. He saw that one. Said okay.
This is
great. He saw that one. But our job is to help everyone forget about the rent for an hour. We got a lot of music noises. I hope you Radiohead fans are happy. I hope you hip-hop fans are happy. There's going to be a little bit of something for everybody on this particular show.
Wow. Radiohead and hip-hop.
Radiohead, hip-hop.
Pink Floyd.
Reggae music, Pink Floyd, and his cousin, Red Walter. But we try to cover everything possible because... I'm a Gorillaz fan from back in the day. So
some of that,
and also there's a little Fleetwood Mac and cheese. You just never know what's going to happen with my particular shows. Normal is overrated without barbecue sauce.
The man of 10,000 voices, Michael Winslow, is here. I got to ask you just about development.
Mm.
You know, are you able to? You know, you're so famous for doing the sounds.
Mm.
Are you able to hear something and just immediately go, boom, and just nail it? Or is there a process?
Well, there's a process because, first of all, I have to have a need for the darn thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill myself to come up with a noise that I have no place to place it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
like to use in material. I have to
have a practice
or music
or anything else. I mean, I'll end up doing that song with John Anderson, which called "Makes Me Happy." They wanted a beatbox, complete track, for them to start their whole song off, and then they add in Tower of Power horns, and then they add in other things. But that's John, you know.
You just did the intro for Howard Stern's.
You see what I mean? And that's a completely different
film. Yeah, Great American Nightmare, Rob Zombie, and he did all.
I had to do the whole thing over.
When you listen, you're like, how is it even
and
that?
And we can't play that here, but you can listen to it later. And listen to it. It's like a 30-track bed of surround. I hope Mr. Zombie ain't going to come after me for that.
A lot of people commenting in the chat that just excited to see you here.
Absolutely.
They're asking, I think, about the show, maybe just in general, mm-hmm. but people asking, do you take requests and things like that? Like for a scenario?
Or... We don't open it up like
you don't
that.
Open it up.
Okay. I mean, people yell some stuff.
I'm sure they do.
We might do it
yeah.
if we decide to.
It depends on what we end up, because we're tuning the radio, man. We're like...
And now we'll be right back after this.
You just never know what's going to happen.
Bravo. Bravo.
You just never know.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here and in studio and in St. Louis, too. We just appreciate you making time for us, and hopefully the shows are going great.
Yeah. Oh, no, the drones again.
Got my Taco Bell for nothing.
It's incredible to watch him do it.
Yeah.
It's because radio is perfect for you, because if you're listening, you're like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. But if you're tuning into the stream and you watch him do it, and this is what it would be at the shows, you get to see him actually do these things.
People can make noises. I can teach you all how to do stuff. You can have so much fun with all this.
Michael,
and when you get in trouble and you ask me to help you, I can. My name is Kevin Hart.
A friend of mine, his name is Sato. I've done some film stuff, and he's like always in it with me. We, growing up and through college, I kid you not, we were so bad at doing sound effects that we would together go, oh, hey, Michael Winslow. And we'd do a sound effect, but it was terrible. And so the joke was, oh, yeah, you're just as good as Michael Winslow, even though we knew we were awful.
So and when the cop pulls you over and he starts doing Michael Winslow to you guys.
Yes, yeah.
And because yours is passable, he lets you go.
that's going to be my go-to, because my wife likes to cry when that happens.
Really?
It doesn't work for a guy.
Here's one. It goes, hurt, sign here. And here. Oh, no. Scratch that one.
It shows.
See, you can make noises. Yeah, yeah. Right. You can do this. Just not in front of a cat.
It's incredible. I hope this is... watching him do it and listening to him do it are two completely different things.
It's like frying bacon.
Learned about a town called Florissant.
Yeah.
Let me flip that over.
Can I have some?
Here you go, man.
Oh, thanks. Is that Kobe beef?
No, it's hash, baby.
Oh.
Corn beef.
I'll bring it back later!
I've never heard that over Aerosmith before. Man, so many things to get to here and very little time to get to them. Greenland, I wanted to mention, because that's not been talked about a whole lot, but they took another step toward independence from Denmark. On Tuesday, they held their national elections, which among 60,000 people, I think there's 5 or 6 political parties. You would know all the candidates. I mean, you would know them. The more independence-oriented candidates won the majority. Now, nobody has a majority because there's 6 different ones, but the 2 that were the most independent-minded won the most. So that does look like that's heading in that direction. And just a shout-out to a friend from high school, John, who bought The Grocery List, my comedy book, and one of the items in the book is something along the lines of, I don't have it in front of me, but it says, I'm tired of people talking about how the deer population is out of control. Do you ever think you need to go out there and start cutting off some deer genitals? Something like that. It's better worded than that. I should have just brought it up. But he sent me a picture of himself and his son holding the book open to that page and holding a buck. And then the next picture you don't want to see. So that was pretty cool. I'm not sure if they were going to do that anyway or if the grocery item inspired them to do that. I would hope they were going to kill a deer anyway, and maybe they just took it an extra step. But thanks for getting the grocery list and making it a real part of your life. I appreciate that. One more thing to get to before we end the show, and that is the actor James Vanderbeek. He went on you know, one of the socials and posted a video of him just talking to camera and I guess sharing some problems he's had. Now, we've had a People magazine out in the lobby here for a while that I keep walking past and seeing James Vanderbeek. And on People, they're always posing and they're like, oh, they're kind of smiling. But they're also, it's talking about some sort of tragedy always. You know, it's no matter who it is, it's like how I overcame or how I learned to live again or something like that. Well, James Vanderbeek's has been out there for a long time. I have no interest in picking up a People magazine ever, let alone with James Vanderbeek, because I wasn't a fan of Dawson's Creek. I never watched the football movie, whatever that one was called. So yeah, he's done a lot of stuff, but and I don't have any problem with him. I just, what, you know, he was a teen heartthrob, and that was the thing, and I wasn't into that stuff, so I'm not interested in keeping up with him. But then he posted this, and enough people said, oh, wow, that was really powerful, that I thought, oh, man, give it a watch. So here is the beginning of that, where he talks about that he had cancer.
When I was younger, I used to define myself as an actor, right? Which was never really all that fulfilling. And then I became a husband, and that was much better. And then I became a father, and that was the ultimate. I could define myself then as a loving, capable, strong, supportive husband, father, provider, steward of the land that we're so lucky to live on. And for a long time, that felt like a really good definition to the question, you know, who am I? What am I? And then this year, I had to look my own mortality in the eye. I had to come nose to nose with death. And all of those definitions that I cared so deeply about were stripped from me. I was away for treatment, so I could no longer be a husband that was helpful to my wife. I could no longer be a father who could pick up his kids and put them to bed and be there for them. I could not be a provider because I wasn't working. I couldn't even be a steward of the land because at times I was too weak to prune all the trees during the window that you're supposed to prune them.
Then he gets into the meat of the subject, which I thought was powerful.
And so I was faced with the question, if I am just a too skinny, weak guy alone in an apartment with cancer, what am I? And I meditated and the answer came through, I am worthy of God's love. Simply because I exist. And if I'm worthy of God's love, shouldn't I also be worthy of my own? And the same is true for you. And as I move through this healing portal toward recovery, I wanted to share that with you because I think that revelation that came to me was due in no small part to all the prayers and the love that had been directed toward me. So I offer that to you, however it sits in your consciousness, however it resonates.
I just love, man, I love hearing people's stories. I really do. And when they involve God, that reaches into a deeper place. And so when I hear a testimony like that, if you want to use the word, the story of a person and that has anything to do with God, I mean, really anything, like when it's about as honest as you can get. And I just really enjoy hearing those kinds of stories. And when it's from somebody that clearly doesn't need you to know them, like he's been successful. He's obviously had some problems. He's not looking for attention. He's just being honest. I really appreciate that. Well, this is Wiggins America. If you want to get the whole show, of course, you can type in Wiggins America. We will see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.